start the takbir inshallah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, walillahi alhamd, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, walillahi alhamd, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, walillahi alhamd, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, walillahi alhamd, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, walillahi alhamd, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, walillahi alhamd. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته أجمعين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, میرے دوستو میرے بھائیو, today the day of big Eid, عيد الاضحى. Alhamdulillah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala shown this day again. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept our ibadats and our qurbani. Say Ameen. It's reminding us the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Eid day is reminding us the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. There are five stories happen in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah tested him five times. Wa idh ibtala Ibrahima rabbuhu bi kalimatin fa atammahunna. Allah tested him and he passed in every test. Number one. And Allah praise Ibrahim alayhi salam a lot in the Quran Kareem and many, many places. I don't want to go more in detail from the beginning, how it started. But he born in Iraq. There is one place is called Kaldan. And thereafter, when he grew up, after the story of Namrud thrown him in the fire, his father rejected him. He left the Iraq and he went away to Palestine. With his brother Haran. Haran is the father of Lut alayhi salam. And also nephew Hazrat Lut alayhi salam. All of them left Iraq and they went to Palestine. But the short and sweet, on the way through Misr, the story happened. The rich man Amir tried to do bad things with his wife, and the story mentioned hadith. After that, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam got a shehzadi, a daughter of that king, as a gift. So now he's traveling with the shehzadi, the daughters of king, and his wife Sarah, and his brother Haran, and his nephew Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu was salam. All of them, they're going to Palestine. And he married to Hazrat Hajra alayhi salatu was salam. And he was asking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala always, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Hey Allah, grant me a pious child. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. We understand here, Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam also was asking Allah anything they needed. They used to ask Allah. Remember, we need anything, we have to turn towards Allah, perform two rakat namaz. We call it Salatul Hajat. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I need this. Ey Allah, you help me. You only giver. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam was given glad tidings of a child. We call Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu was salam. At the age of 84, he was old. Allah gave him a child. At the age of 84, now he was married to Hazrat Sarah. The Sarah didn't have children. Hazrat Hajra, we call Shehzadi, she got a child. Alhamdulillah, what happened? They both cannot, don't want to stay together. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, that was the planning of Allah, that you have to take the Hajra and the child from this place, separate her from here to another place. You have to go biwadin ghayri di zar, where there are nothing. Hey Allah, how I'm going to go? It is written in Sirah that Jibreel alayhi salat was salam came and he sat on his, in the form of humans, sat on the camel, and Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Hajra and the child, they're sitting another camel and they're traveling from Palestine to Allahu Akbar, towards the Hijaz, Makkatul Mukarramah. Where the place of Palestine took 1 month journey. It's not easy. Traveling. He is following Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam. This is the first journey. This is the second journey. The first journey from Iraq to Palestine. Now from Palestine to Makkatul Mukarramah. It's traveling. As it is, he was getting close to Makkah Mukarramah. And you can see, there is no greenery, there is no grass, there is no trees. Only you can see the mountains. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam brought him to the place between four mountains, Mount of Fatah, Mount of Safa, Mount of Marwa, another mountain, the four mountains. Inside there is a valley where they are today's Allah's house, Kaabatullah. Inna awwal bayti wudiya lin-nas alladhi bi Bakkah mubarak. Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, now you leave your wife and child here. Mufassirin said, when the Namrud thrown him in the fire, he just say, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. There is two times this dua mentioned. Once Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Once Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam said, in the battle of Badr. But here, Ibrahim alayhi salam saying, Ya Allah, Jibreel, where am I going to live? There is nothing. No bird, no trees, no grass, no man, nothing. Just a dry and only mountains. Allahu Akbar. Jibreel alayhi salam said to him, this is the commands of Allah. You have to do it. I am going. He left. Now Jibreel alayhi salatu salam went away. Ibrahim alayhi salam left. Now leaving his wife and child in this place which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Kareem. Allah. Rabbi innahunna adlalna kathiran minan nas. Wa man tabi'ani fa innahu minni. Wa man asani fa innaka ghafur rahim. Father. Rabbana inni yaskantu min dhurriyati biwadin ghayri dhi zara'in. عند بيتك المحرم I left. I'm leaving my wife and child. The place, there is nothing. Only desert. Desert. No trees. Nothing. No water. No birds. Only mountains and dry. Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam leaving. Hazrat Hajra carrying a child. Walking with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Mufassirin mentioned that she walked with Ibrahim until the place of Kuday. Today we call Kuday. Approximately 4 miles. 4 miles she walked. She keep on asking. Why are you leaving us behind? There is nothing here. Allahu Akbar. Look at the manzar. Then Hazrat Hajra thought that he's a Nabi of Allah. Nabi of Allah. And is a great Nabi. So she said, Ya Ibrahim. She says, Allah command you to leave us behind. He said, no. Yes. What she said, the word, Idhal. La yudayyun Allah, then Allah is not going to destroy us. He will look after us. Look at the woman. Look at her iman. And now she's walking back. She was staring and staring Ibrahim alayhi salam until he went behind the mountain. Left. She was staring, looking. Now she's turning back, coming the place may we call it today Safa and Marwa and Kaabatullah the Mataf. She came back. There is no one. No one. Only one child and mother. One child and mother. Can you imagine? There's a place. Night time. There is no light. There is no lantern, there is no candle, nothing. Only one mother and child. If the suddenly the lights goes off in our house, what happened? The children started screaming. What happened? I went to South Africa a few weeks ago. 6 hours a day, no lights. Night time, daytime. Here. Mountains, Kali Raat, Kale Pahar, and no one, they alone. Hi, us waqt, us maa par kya guzri hogi? Ek manzar to dekho, socho, who was Ibrahim? And how he succeed? And what sacrifice he given? That today we are sitting here, and we're practicing whatever he done in his life. The child left Ibrahim alayhi salam, little bit, set to some food and one bag of water. There's two things left behind. And he went away. The two things finished within 3 days.
Now there is no food and there is no water. Allahu Akbar. There is no food, there is no water. Remember, why was the sacrifice? Why Allah sent him here? Why Jibreel said to him that Allah told me to bring you here. This is the commands of Allah. You have to do it. You have to leave your wife and child here. Ulama says, the Mufassirin says, Allah, you know, so we want to build a big house, not only house, big buildings, few floors. What you do? Uska jo gharare hote hain, the sides, you do proper, dig properly down. So you can do proper wall and you can make many, many floors on top. Because in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the children of Ibrahim alayhi salam, a great Nabi was going to come in this dunya. We call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he's going to remain the Nabi till the day of Qiyamah. Allah have taken the big sacrifice, a great sacrifice from Ibrahim alayhi salam. Food is finished. Allahu Akbar. And water is finished. Now, child is crying. What she should do? What she should do? She is running. She went to the Safa mountain. Now is a very small Safa mountain. She climbed on the mountain. And looking if somebody, if I can see someone, I can get some food or some water for my child. No food, no water. Child is crying. She's coming down. But she can't see the child properly. She's running. But today we are running in Safa and Marwa between green light. And mashallah, today you can see like it's marbles there. And light is there. Night time and daytime. And proper air condition there. Those times, oh, the stones and nokile patthar. When you walk, you get hurt in your feet also. And the heat, the night and day, the night is finished. Daytime, the heat, hot day. She is running from Safa to Marwa, Marwa to Safa, Safa to Marwa. Mufassirin said, she got tired. She's just coming and going. Lucky she made only 7 round, not 14. Ito mera aur aapka kya hota? Only 7. I went Ramadan when Maulana, he made a mistake and he did it 14, mashallah. I said, your Umrah is accepted. It's mistakenly. You know that. Mufassirin said she got tired at the Marwa. She sat down. She nearly fainting. It's hot. And it's a woman. And worries of the child. The child is going to die because of hunger. No water. She's tearing child from far. She saw a man standing next to my child. She got a little bit hope. She ran and she came. Allahu Akbar. She came there. So that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam cast his wing. The water came out from underneath of the feet of Ismail alayhi salam. We call Zamzam. We call?
Zamzam.
The word mentioned by Hazrat Hajra alayhi salatu was salam, she said, Zamzam. That's why they stop. Otherwise, water goes in the entire world today. It becomes like a river. But the questions, if you're looking at me, if the question arises here, why Allah did not give her the water in the first stage? Why made her run from Safa to Marwa? You understand my questions? Allah should give her water for the child in the beginning. What? Why? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made her run from Safa to Marwa, Marwa to Safa, Safa to Marwa. Allah. This is the way Allah tests people. Alif Lam Mim. Ahasib An-Nas. أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, other men are thinking, the people are thinking, they're going to leave you alone. They're not going to be tested after that, accepting Iman. Allah will test you in different way. That you, your Iman is truthful Iman or strong Iman or not. Allah tested. Why? Allah loved that running of Hajra alayhi salatu wasalam from Safa to Marwa, Marwa to Safa. He loved so much, he remained as a sunnah of Hazrat Hajra till today and is going to remain till the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, wa lillahi alhamd. Allah. Now, after 3 years, Ibrahim alayhi salam came. She was staring on the mountain sometime. My husband went this side, back to Syria. And here, she is alone, staring sometime. She saw Ibrahim alayhi salam is coming on the camel. She went to welcome for him. She made salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam says, I have no order to jump down, to come down and come with you. Allah just told me to come and see you and my child. Nothing else. Look at the test. Look at the test of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Say, okay, my sir, my husband, please, can you make your camel sit down? I can wash your face. It's a long journey from Palestine to Mecca. Sit down is so hot. I can wash. Allah has given us the beautiful water, Zamzam. I want to wash your face. I want to give you water. I want to wash your feet. He did. Made a camel sit down. And she washed everything. Ibrahim alayhi salam drank water. He kissed the child, everything, and he went back. Allah tested. Now the husband is coming after 10 years. And that was the commands of Allah. What was command? فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي يَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Ibrahim, you have to travel from here. Look at the heart of the Ibrahim alayhi salam, carrying a knife and is coming. Subhanallah. Why? Allah told him to slaughter your. Are bolo yaar, aap to aise kapda gaye jaise abhi aapko hi slaughter karna hai. Don't scare, we're not going to slaughter you. Yes, said Allah said to Ibrahim, is the Quranic ayat. Falamma balaga. No one can refuse. If you refuse, a person become disbeliever, a kafir. This Quran, Allah says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَا وُسَّعْيَا. Now the child, Ismail, no more child. He became the age of 13. Ibrahim alayhi salam coming. Look at the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah didn't tell him, go and visit your family. He said, go and fulfill my commands. إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. He dreamt first day. He woke up in the morning. He thought, maybe from Allah, maybe from Shaitan. First day, he was thinking whole day, what is this commands? Allah told me in my dream or something else. That's why the ulama says it is written in Tafsir Baghawi, Tafsir Ma'alim al-Tanzil, Tafsir Madarak, mentioned on that day was 7 Zilhijjah. We call in Arabic Yawm al-Tarwiyah. Sochne Kadin. Ibrahim alayhi salam sat down and he was just thinking, what is this dream? That's what we call 7 Zilhijjah, when the Hajj goes to Mina, Yawm al-Tarwiyah. The next day, he dreamed again next night. He woke up again and he says, this is the commands of Allah, 100%. So that's why we call Arafah. The Ma'alim al-Tanzil, the Imam Baghawi and Imam Nasafi, both of them mentioned, and many other Mufassireen. That's what we call Yawm Arafah, that he recognized the commands of Allah. Okay, this is the commands of Allah. Allah told me to do that. It's 100% true. I have to slaughter my son. And then he dreamt again one more day and he started traveling. That's what we call the third day, Yawm al-Nahr, the day of Qurbani. Yawm al-Tarbiyah, Yawm al-Arafah. There are many other hikmat mentioned. But this is mentioned in Tafsir Baghawi, Imam al-Nasafi and Imam Baghawi, both of them mentioned. And the ayat of this, and the commentary of this ayah. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَا وُسَّعَيَا. He came from there. Now, first day, second day, third day, he told his wife, make him ready. We're going towards the Mina. Allahu Akbar. Today, if you go From Makkah Mukarramah to Mina, Mina to Arafat, Arafat to Muzdalifah, to Mina, pelting Shaitan. All these are the amal of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Reminding you the life, because Ibrahim alayhi salam born 2000 before Isa alayhi salam. And now it's so many thousand years, more than 5,000 years. But still you will remember, if you understand the commentary of the Quran, the ayats of the Quran, you will come to know, this is the place, what happened here, what Ibrahim alayhi salam did, what Ismail alayhi salam did, what Hajra alayhi salam did, what happened, how does Kaaba build, and how they made tawaf of the Kaaba, how this house was built. That's why the stone where Hazrat Hajra was standing on that rock, on that stone, and she was washing the face of Ibrahim alayhi salam and feet of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah loved that so much. Sheikh Yusuf mentioned that Allah kept as a Maqam Ibrahim. Look at all these things. There are so much histories behind. Allah loved the work of Hajra, Ismail, and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah is taking now. Now the Shaitan is coming three places. I don't want to go more in detail anyway. That he completed the commands of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. There's so many commentaries inside. Because now he said, Ismail, Allah told me that, فَانْزُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى تَرَى كَيَ خَالَهِ. What you say? Says, if'al, ya abati if'al, ma tu'mar, satajiruni insha'Allah, min as-sabirin. Today we're pelting three places. This is the reminding us, Ibrahim alayhi salam pelt the shaitan three places. And he listened to Allah. Whatever Allah says, this is the meaning of Qurbani. This is the meaning of Qurbani. Qurbani means, Qurbani ka mana kya hai? Sun lo. Qurbani ka mana, Allah ko razi karo, shaitan ko naraz karo. Makes happy Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Look at the Ibrahim alayhi salam. He did not make happy the shaitan. And he fulfilled the commands of Allah. When the time of namaz comes, qurbani, when your heart telling you, when your desire is telling you to go and have a drugs or wine or this or stealing or zina, you tell the qurbani, qurbani. Qurbani is not slaughtering the animal. Qurbani, behind the qurbani, we have to fulfill the commands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We are slaughtering our son. We are slaughtering our desire. The bad things come in our mind, we have to slaughter. Then you will be successful by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is the meaning, this is the lesson of Qurbani. Anyway, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam made him sleep and slaughtered him straight away. Look at this, is a place, two places, the angels in the heavens, they cried. Two places. Number one, when Ismail alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam made him lie down and to start a slaughtering, that time all the angels were crying. And the second time, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the people of Taif, they hurt him, they hit him badly, that time the angels were crying. This wafadaynahu bidhibhin azim. Allah says, then, qad saddaqta ruya, you fulfill your dreams. Now, my work, Allah Ta'ala sent a beautiful dumba and sheep from Jannah. Most of the Mufassirin says, this is the sheep, this is the dumba, was given as a sacrifice from Habil. And Allah accepted, and Allah sent the same one, because Azim, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ Azim. Some Mufassirin says, accepted Qurbani. Whose Qurbani been accepted before that? Hazrat Habil, who was the son of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And same for Ibrahim alayhi salam, at the place of Ismail alayhi salam, and he slaughtered that. Allahu Akbar. What happened when he was slaughtering Ismail? Jibreel alayhi salam came. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا Ibrahim. We call, Jibreel alayhi salam came, say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam says, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Then Ismail alayhi salam said, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. This is the takbir tashriq. But remember, there's no, I can't finish this story, it's very long. I'm not going more in detail also. There's so many histories behind. But I just want to say that, Alhamdulillah, fatibu biha nafsa. When you do qurbani only for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Prophet said, man dhaha tayyibatan biha nafsa, وَمُحْتَسِبًا لِأُزْهِيَتِهِ كَانَتْ لَهُ حِجَابًا مِنَ النَّارِ. Those who slaughter the animal, those who do the qurbani with only for the pleasure of Allah and for the intention of reward, that qurbani will become a barrier for you on the day of Qiyamah between you and Jahannam. Will stop you to enter in Jahannam. Very, very important. Also, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, very, very important, man adaha or man adahi, those who make qurbani, kaunsi qurbani, aghlaha wa asmanuha, jara mehgi ho, sasti, mariyal tattu, is zaif hadith, sammino zahayakum, fa innahu matayakum ala sirat, proper qurbani, then it can become for you as a ride on the day of Qiyamah on the full sirat. You can sit and go to Jannah. But this is the Prophet said, aghlaha, expensive, nice one. That when you see, oh mashallah, nice bull, nice cow, nice buffalo, alhamdulillah, nice sheep. You do that one, and wasmanuha, proper moti, or do expensive. Nabi Sassam said, ahabba ilallah, Allah love that qurbani. So hum apne paise ko na dekhe. Don't look at your money. Look at on the day of Qiyamah, the sacrifice will help you. The ashariha wa azlafiha. Nabi Sassam said, the haze of the sheep, of the animal, and the horn of the animal, and the gobar. And one of the hadith is, the cow dung, everything will be scaled on the day of Qiyamah. You will get a reward like Mount of Uhud. Hadith of Imam Nasa'i. Allahu Akbar. So, itni badi cheez Allah Pak ne ata farmayi hai. Those who making qurbani for 7 shays, for example, listen, if you're doing like, for example, for myself, for my wife, for my daughter, for my son, and they all balig, so we have to tell them, you make intention. Everybody must make intention, remember that. Everybody, not I'm going to say, I am doing food my whole family. No, everybody, because they all balig, they have to make intention. Otherwise, the qurbani will accept it. Remember the basla. Also, if you do qurbani here, when you slaughter, do you know that? When you slaughter the knife, because the blood flowing, it is a napak, it's impure. If you touch the knife also, you have to wash, then you cut the, then you take out the skin, everything. Because that blood is napak, impure. Number three, very, very important, that when you slaughter, after slaughter, straight away, don't take out the skin. It is haram. I was reading, alhamdulillah, today, the Masail al-Fiqh. It says, straight away, don't hurt, just wait. Let the animal cool down, then slowly you take this. Out. These are few masails, very, very important. Allah Ta'ala, hum sab ko amal ki taufeeq ata farmaye. Or don't slaughter the animal in front of another animal too. Sharp your knife properly and then you do that. All this adab and respect and masail, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us we have to practice, inshallah.